Open the window special for
so
you.
So we were on Dav Zayin Beis. There had been a lengthy braisa quoted that we learned at the end of yesterday's learning about the Sayer Anasa Bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur, whose blood is sprinkled in the innermost sanctum and the holiest of holies. What is this goat for? So the braisa taught that the goat is to create a shield on a person who knew he was impure, forgot he was impure, entered the temple, but when he exited the temple, he didn't become aware again that he had been impure while in the temple. So he's someone who, once he will become aware that he was impure while he was in the temple, is a good candidate to give the sliding scale sacrifice. But he just doesn't know yet that second piece, which is so necessary in order to be obligated in the sliding scale sacrifice. How do we know that that's what it's all about? So the Braisa said it's because of the verse. The verse says, V'chiper al HaKodesh, and he, the high priest, will atone in the holies, mitum os b'nei Yisrael, from the impurities of the Jewish people. So that means that it's something that atones from some of the impurities, must mean it's a reference to this. So now the Gemara takes apart this braisa piece by piece. So we're starting five lines from the bottom. Amar Ma'ar, we said in the braisa, Yesh li binyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumos. I could have really thought of three types of tumah when we talk of impurity, the word tumah being impurity. Tumas avodah zarah. I could have thought that it's referring to the impurity of idolatry. That somehow the offering of Yom Kippur in the holiest of holies atones for idolatry. Tumas gili arayos. Infidelity and incest and all the various sins between a man and a woman. It's called the revealing of nakedness. It's also called impurity. I could have thought that that's something that gets... That's something where there is an obligation... That's the thing that gets atoned for with the offering of Yom Kippur. Or Tumas Shvichas Damim, spilling blood is called impurity. I could have thought that that's the impurity that gets atonement with the offering of the Day of Atonement. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, no, it can't mean those things because it says, V'chiper al HaKodesh mitum os. He will atone in the holy from the impurities. Not all the impurities, but just some. And what's some? Well, what's the one impurity that's different? The one impurity that's different is the person who, while he's unaware, walks into the temple. That's what the Mishnah said. The Braisa says. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean we would have thought that the offering of Yom Kippur in the holiest of holies atones for idolatry? How would it... What type of idolatry could possibly be atoned for with the sa'ir, with the goat, whose blood is sprinkled in the holiest of holies on Yom Kippur? Ibimezid, if a person deliberately, on purpose, goes and worships idols, you don't have any offering that can create atonement for that. Barktalahu, that's a person who deserves to be killed. Ibishogeg, if he mistakenly worshipped idols, he forgot it's prohibited to worship idols, and he worshipped an idol. He didn't know. So bar karbanu, then there is a set sacrifice, the normal karban. It's actually not exactly a normal karban chatas. It's a set karban of a goat. It can't be a sheep. Okay, but still, there's a karban. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. I would have thought that the goat that gets whose blood is sprinkled in the Holy of Holies of Yom Kippur is for idolatry. What case of idolatry? Bemezid, if he deliberately worshipped idols, but the lo asrube, there were no witnesses to warn him, or the witnesses didn't warn him, they saw it, but they didn't warn him. So in such a case, he can't be put to death. So then maybe the offering of Yom Kippur would create atonement for it. Or Bishogig, he worshipped idols by mistake, but velo is yadale. But he never realized his mistake. He doesn't know he worshipped idols. So in that case, we can't tell him bring a sacrifice. He doesn't know that he worshipped idols. So then maybe the national sacrifice on Yom Kippur will protect him until he becomes aware that he worshipped idols. That's what we would have thought, and that's why the Brisa says, the verse says about the offering of Yom Kippur, V'chim Be'er Al HaKodesh, Mitumos, he will atone from the impurities, not all impurities, not the impurity of idolatry. Then the Brisa had continued and said, I would have thought that maybe the offering of Yom Kippur atones for Gilui Arayos, for sins of indiscretion between males and females, such as sleeping with a nida, sleeping with a married woman, incest. So Gemara says, one second. Nami, that idea also. Hey, Chidami, what was the thought? Ibn Mazid, if somebody does those things on purpose, Bark Talahu, then they're going to be killed. So there's no room for Yom Kippur to atone for them. Ibn Shogeg, and if they did it by mistake, if they didn't know that this was the prohibited woman, they didn't know that it was Aser. Bar Karbanu, so then they have to bring a regular Karban Chatas. So the answer to the Gemara would have thought, if I didn't have the word of Mitumos, I would have thought that the offering of Yom Kippur atones for a person who bemazed deliberately does Gilui Arayos, does the marital indiscretions. The Lo Asur Bei in a case where he didn't get a warning, so then he's not going to be put to death. Or Bishogeg, he did it by mistake, but he doesn't yet even know that he did it. So then we can't tell him that his sacrifice will atone for him. So then maybe the national sacrifice would be the atonement. That's what we were thinking. And that's why they had to have the words, mitumos, that no, the sacrifice of Yom Kippur doesn't work for sins of nakedness, of arayos. So again, the Gemara asks the third example, same discussion. Shvichus damim nami, when we said that murder is called impurity, and we would have thought without the words of mitumos from the impurities that even murder is atoned for with the offering of Yom Kippur. Hey, dummy, what does that even mean? What's that case? Ibn Mazid, if he deliberately murders, Bark Talahusi is going to be put to death. Ibn Shogig, and if he murders by mistake, so then, Bar Golosu. So then he's somebody who has to run to the city of refuge if he murders by mistake. Answers the Gemara, Bemezid, Velo Asurbe. We're talking about where he murdered on purpose, but there was no warning, so he's not going to be put to death. Bishogeg, if he murdered by mistake, Velo Isyadale, or he didn't know after the murder. He doesn't know that he did it. He didn't know he did it by mistake. He didn't know that it was wrong yet. So then he doesn't have a sacrifice to bring. So then I would think that the offering of Yom Kippur atones. Inami or else, Banach Labne Galasninu. There are all sorts of scenarios where someone kills by mistake and he doesn't go to a city of refuge. If he kills by mistake when he's coming down, let's say when he's chopping down a tree or walking down a ladder, then there's a city going to the city of refuge. But if he kills by mistake when he's going up, there is no city of refuge. If he throws a stone out and there's nobody in the street when he threw the stone, and then somebody puts his head out into the street, he doesn't go to the city of refuge. So I would have thought in those cases, the offering of Yom Kippur atones. If I didn't have the word mitumos, that's why I have the word mitumos from the impurities. It doesn't work for all impurities. It doesn't work for the impurity of murder, adultery, or idolatry. And therefore, that's what the Brisa means.
Rabbi, this go for men and women, or this lulu, or this is only
yes.
Men here?
Men and women, all these laws apply to men and women.
Men and women.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, going back to this Brisa. Again, the Brisa yesterday was teaching us about the Sa'ir Lahashem, the goat of God that gets offered on Yom Kippur, where the blood gets sprinkled in the holiest of holies. And it was all to explain the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if a person knew he was impure, forgot he was impure, walked into the temple while impure, then he walked out, but he doesn't yet know that he did that. So then the offering of that goat that goes in the Holy of Holies is what protects the shield of protection for him until he will find out that he was impure in the temple, and then he has to bring a sacrifice based on his financial wherewithal. Amar Mar, we learned in this Braisa, Yachal al Sholosh Tumas Halalu Yehi Soyer Mechaper, maybe the goat
that goes into the holiest of holies will atone for all impurities, even the big impurities, the impurity of murder, the impurity of idolatry, the impurity of adultery. Talmud Loma, that's what the verse says, V'chiper ala kodesh, he will atone for the holy, mitumos, from the impurities, but not all the impurities. V'lo koltumos. This is again the view of Rabbi Yehuda in that braisa. And then the Brisa continues. What does Rabbi Yehuda explain? Why do I think that it's only referring to a situation of being unaware when he walks into the temple? So, just like we find that in other regards, in other areas, this sin of walking unawares into the temple while someone is impure, or this sin of eating sacrificial meat unawares when a person is impure is separated from other sins. So Afkan, so too in regards to being able to get atonement from the national sacrifice, it's referring to Bitumas Mikdash V'Kadashim. It's referring to this sin of the unaware defiling of the temple or sacrificial meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't have to say that. It's from the words itself. The words of the Pasuk are V'Chiper Ala Kodesh Mitumos. He will atone in the holy or on the holy from the impurities. It's referring to a defiling of the holy. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's because this sin is different from other sins. The Gemara asks, my chilek, how is this sin different? How do you see that this sin is different and therefore it should be the one that is the atoned for by the offering of Yom Kippur? You know why it's different? Demaisi ba'ol v'yored. That if a person does this sin of walking into the holy temple while he's impure and he forgot that he was impure at the time, he doesn't have to bring a normal karban. A normal karban chatas is set if he's a poor man. Let's say a poor man ate the forbidden fats by mistake, or a poor man violated Shabbat by mistake. He has to bring a sheep. He has to bring a goat. It's his two options. He doesn't have the money. He has to go beg. He has to go try to raise the money. Try to collect the money. Ask for alms. There's no option of, oh, he can get away with just some offering, some flour. There's no leniency. But here, if somebody walked into the temple having forgotten that he was impure, there's a leniency. If he's poor, he doesn't have to bring much. Bring a cheap sacrifice. So the fact that the Torah was lenient with this sin, that it allows the poor man to have an easier time getting atonement with it, so that shows us the Torah is lenient with this sin. So it makes sense that when the Torah creates a very powerful offering, an offering of Yom Kippur, it's going to be for this sin. That if someone did this sin and he can't yet bring the sacrifice because he doesn't know he did the sin, he knew he was tamei, but then he forgot he walked into the temple. He hasn't yet been informed that when he was in the temple he was tamei. So that this offering should be the one that'll create the shielding for him.
No one else can bring is the kohen make the korbanot of Yom Kippurim for all of us, no?
That's only the sayer la'azazel for all of us. The different offerings that the Kohen Gadol brings, some are for Kohanim, some are for himself, some are for this sin, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashah.
But does the Azazel do all the other sins?
No.
Yeah, the Azazel covers almost everything.
So then it doesn't even matter.
Not the sin of defiling the temple.
Chas V'Shalom.
It doesn't cover that?
What right. I'm saying, but the other Tumas, the Azazel would cover.
The other, like the other scenarios.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
With proper.
Could you have Avodah Zarah with the Azazel?
Not that you can do Avodah Zarah. Azazel could protect you from being punished.
Doraita.
Yeah.
Rabbi, did they wash these animals before they bring them in Beit HaMikdash?
Mikvah.
I don't know.
Mikvah.
I think so. I think so.
They must have taken them to the ocean or something, right?
Why? Because you're worried about the smell?
No, they're filthy, dirty, you know, I mean, anybody walking.
But they're
in
about to kill these animals. But they did, I think so, because they did check it 4 days before. You have 4 days of checking before they offer it, so. I think so. Yeah, I think it was clean. They would check it to make sure they had no blemishes. Also,
Also, there was a miracle in terms of the smells of the temple. Sure, right. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there was never a fly in the temple. You have all this blood and guts, and there never was a fly. The smell was good. There are miracles there too. So now the Gemara asks on Rev Yehuda. 1 second. I could talk about other sins which have leniencies or sins that are different. Avodah Zarah, idolatry is different. Idolatry is different from other sins. My chilek, what's the difference of idolatry? Demaisi Seira, if a person mistakenly worships idols, he brings a sin offering, but the sin offering doesn't have the option of being a sheep, it can only be a goat. All other sins that he does by mistake, he can bring either a goat or a sheep. So here, he has to bring a goat, the low kizba, he can't bring a sheep. So they'll say, since idolatry is different from other sins, the offering of Yom Kippur and the holiest of holies atones for idolatry. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana answered for Rav Yehuda. Anan chilek lahakel karminan, v'hai chilek lahachmirhu. The point of Rav Yehuda is, this is some type of a leniency, the offering of Yom Kippur. Right? Hashem gives us a new gift, the offering of Yom Kippur, to help us out. So what's it going to help us out with? About something which is a light sin, not something which is a more severe sin. So the sin of walking into the temple while being unaware that one is Tamei is a light sin because there's a leniency that a poor person gets away with an easy atonement. So then it would make sense, since it's treated lightly elsewhere, it'll also be treated lightly that the offering of Yom Kippur will work for it, and the poor person doesn't have to spend any money then, because it's the offering of Yom Kippur. The nation is spending money on those offerings. So there'll be an atonement for him in a certain situation. But in idolatry, it's not that there is a leniency, there's a stringency. Normally, a man who does a sin by mistake, which on purpose would have carried the penalty of karet, so he has to bring either a sheep or a goat. In idolatry, he must bring a goat. That's a stringency. It's not a leniency. It's making it harder for him. Let's say he's a shepherd with sheep. So it's easy for him to bring sheep. Now he has to go spend money to buy a goat. So it's harder to say only a goat. So something that was set aside by the temple to be treated more harshly is not going to be the thing where the offering of Yom Kippur is going to atone for it. The offering of Yom Kippur is to help out. So it's going to be things that are lenient. So Gemara says, well, still, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that because there is this difference in the sin of making the temple impure, that there can be an offering of a poor man, therefore, also the offering of Yom Kippur is what works for it. But asks Rav Hoshaya now, Ema, why don't I suggest Yoledes, if a woman gives birth, right? We know that if a woman gives birth, so let's say she gives birth to a son, she's impure for 7 days. If she gives birth to a daughter, she's impure for 14 days. And then she has 33 days where whatever blood comes out from her is relatively pure, if it was a boy, and 66 days if it was a girl. And then after this period of the 40 days for the boy or the 80 days for the girl, she's supposed to bring a sacrifice. She has to bring a sacrifice. And what is that sacrifice? It should be a sheep. Or, right, it should be a sheep and a bird. And if she's a sheep together with a bird, and if she's poor, she can bring two birds. She can bring two birds. So a yoledes, a woman who gives birth, ultimately she has to bring sacrifices. And the chilek, and that is a sacrifice different from other sacrifices, with a leniency. How? To my seal of Iorit, that if she's poor, she can get away with just two birds. Now it's not the same olav Iorit as the olav Iorit of Tumat Mikdash, of the impurity of the temple. The impurity of the temple has three options. A sheep or a goat, too poor for that. The two birds, too poor for that. Just flour. A yoledet, the woman who gives birth, doesn't have the option of just flour. She just has two options. If she can afford it, it's a sheep plus a bird. And if she can't afford that, just two birds. But she doesn't have the option of flour. But still, you see that there is a leniency to her if she's poor. So we'll say that's a sacrifice distinguished from other sacrifices with a leniency. So on the Yom Kippur sacrifice works for that. And if a woman, let's say, gave birth, and she hasn't yet had a chance yet to bring her sacrifices, and Yom Kippur goes over her, maybe she won't need to bring her sacrifices. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya said, you can't say that, because the verse says about the goat whose blood goes into the holiest of holies, the Yom Kippur sacrifice, V'chiper al HaKodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael, and he will atone on the holy from the impurities of the Jewish people, umipishehem, and from their crimes, lekol chatosam, for all of their mistakes, v'chein yaseh lo'al mo'ed ha'shochein itam b'sof tumasam. So it says, lekol chatosam, for all of their mistakes. Mistakes means that it's some type of a sin, but it was a sin by mistake. V'lo lekol tumosam. When a woman gives birth and she brings a sacrifice, there was no sin, there was no mistake. It's a law of impurity. The impurity has to be knocked out with offerings, like a zav's impurity is knocked out with offerings. But it's not an offering of a sin. So one second, Mara says, why do you say that a woman who gives birth, her offering is not because of sin? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that a woman who gives birth is a sinner. Why? Because when she's giving birth, the Gemara explains, she has such pain that she squares, she's never going to be with her husband again, and she's never going to have another child. And then afterwards, she feels bad about that oath. So therefore, she's a sinner. So as a sinner, welcome, Lloyd. Welcome back. So as a sinner, she needs an atonement. So now, Ma'ika Lameimar, so what are you going to say? So it is a sin offering, and it's a sin offering with a leniency. So let's suggest that the offering of Yom Kippur is for this. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon L'tamei. The whole question is based on Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon himself, in this Braisa, Damar, he said, the reason how I know that the sin offering of Yom Kippur is for the sin of the sin offering with the goat, where the blood goes into the holiest of holies, that's for the sin of defiling the temple by mistake. Damar mimakomahu muchre, he said, I don't need to learn it from a derivation, from logic, it's from the words itself, because the words are, v'chiper al HaKodesh, mitumos, and he will atone for the holy from impurity, from the impurity. Defiling of the holy with impurity, that's what we need the offering for. Proposal number three, Ema Mitzora. Maybe the offering of Yom Kippur, of the goat, where the blood goes into the holiest of holies, is not an atonement for defiling the temple. Maybe it is an atonement for a person who has tzara'as. When a person comes away out of the tzaras, also there are two options of the offering. If he's wealthy, he brings one offering, and two sheep. And if he's poor, he brings only one sheep, and he brings birds. He brings birds. So, Ema Mitzora. So Amar Rav Hoshaya, again, Rav Hoshaya answered. The verse says, in this verse, describing the offering of Yom Kippur that goes into the holiest of holies, that the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling the blood in the holiest of holies to create atonement, l'chol chatasam, for all of their sins. V'lo l'chol tumosam, not for all of their impurities. One second, the Gemara says, a mitzora also, it's really a sin offering. As Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, Amar Rav Shmuel, what about a question of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni? Tamru says, Al Shiva Dvar Negayim Bayim, that Tzaras comes for seven possible sins. V'karba, so the Gemara says, still. Michael, I mean, what are you going to say then? So answer the Gemara. Hasam Negayim Dichperle. There, the offerings of the Mitzorah when he becomes pure, not what's creating the atonement for the sin. The suffering of tzaras and being isolated from the camp is what creates the atonement for those sins. Karban lishtarui b'kol. The sacrifice is just to allow him to be back again in the midst of the nation, to be back in within the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Ema Nazir, maybe the offering of Yom Kippur, of the goat, where the blood is sprinkled in the holiest of holies, is not for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Maybe it's an atonement for a Nazir who became impure. Nazir Tameh. The Chilek, again, that is something which we find is made different
from other sacrifices. Demaisi Tormu Bnei Yona, all he has to bring is birds. He doesn't have to bring animals. Normally when you do a sin, by mistake, let's say you eat chelev by mistake, you have to bring a sheep or a goat. Here he brings birds. So you see, this is lenient. So maybe it also has another leniency, that the offering of Yom Kippur is what atones for it. I'm Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya answered. Rav Yehuda didn't want to say that, because the verse says about the offering of Yom Kippur, l'chol chatasam, that it's an offering for crimes. V'lo l'chol tumosam, not that it's an offering for impurity. So Gemara says, 1 second, but a Nazir is also a crime. L'Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, Damar Nazir Nami Chotehu, that a Nazir, a man who takes the vow of Nazir, is sinning because he's denying himself wine. And if Hashem permits wine, we're not allowed to deny it to us. So my Yikul HaMemer, what are you going to say? So Savalat, so we'll tell you, he will have to hold Kirib Shimon. He'll have to hold over here, like Rib Shimon, who says that how do I know that the offering of Yom Kippur is for the crime of defiling the temple with impurity? Not because I derive it from the fact that that's a crime which is less strict than other crimes, but rather, he says from the words themselves, we learn it, because the words are, V'chiper la'kodesh, mitumos, and he will atone on the holy from the impurities of the holy, from impurifying the holy. Amar Mark, we learned. Now going to the next part of the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you how I know that the Yom Kippur offering is for the sin of going into the temple while impure, not yet knowing that he did that. Mimakomu muchretz, from the words themselves. Harei Omer, because the verse says, V'chiper al HaKodesh mitum os, he will atone for the holy from impurities. Mitum asoshal kodesh, the way to read that is from the impurifying of the holy itself. Shapikam Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon seems great. That seems like a great argument. Why didn't Reb Yehuda say that? Reb Yehuda Amalachas. Reb Yehuda will tell you the reason why he didn't want to do that. Hahu, that explanation, that phrase, V'chiper al HaKodesh, Miboyle, he needs it for the following. The same order of service that's done in the holiest of holies, namely where the blood is sprinkled once up and then seven times down, that's how the blood is done when it's sprinkled inside the heichal on the paroches. So the same way the blood is sprinkled between the arms of the aron, that's the way the other blood, the blood of the bull mixed with the blood of this goat, are done on the paroches. On Yom Kippur, yeah. For Rabbi Shimon, So how does he know that? Hahu, he'll learn it from the next part of the pasuk, from the words that say, V'chein yaseh le'ol moed ha'shochein itam b'soch tumasam nafka. He learns it from the words of the pasuk that say, and so he shall do to the tent of meeting, which is with them in their impurity. So he shall do the same type of sprinkling. So now Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't he do that? So he'll tell you like this, Imeahi, if that would have been my source, Havamina would have thought, Nesi par v'sayir achrine v'nevid, the Kohen Gadol should take a bull, but a different goat, slaughter them and sprinkle their blood opposite the parochas. Kamash malan, that's why it says, V'chiper al HaKodesh, and he will atone on the holy, to say that he's sprinkling this blood on the holy objects, both on the aron and on the paroches, and he doesn't have to bring another goat. Rabbi Shimon, what is he going? How does he know that? Very fact it says, and so he shall do to the tent of meeting, implies that this blood that we're talking about is what is done on the tent of meeting, and not that we need to bring another goat to have blood for the sprinkling on the parochet. Amar Mar again, going back to the Bryce on Zion and Bays, we learned. I would have thought that maybe this goat of Yom Kippur atones for every type of being impure in the temple. Tamaloma, that's where the verse goes on to say, from their crimes to all of their mistakes. So just like a crime, certainly you can't bring a sacrifice, so to this mistake is a mistake where you can't bring a sacrifice. What's a mistake where you don't bring a sacrifice? Namely, he knew about it, but now he doesn't know about it. So since he doesn't know about it, he can't bring a sacrifice. So my nihu. So what's the case? Yesh b'yadia batchila, yesh b'yadia basof. If he would know before and no after. Sahai bar korbanu. Then it is a sin that has a sacrifice. It's an olav yori. That's not like pishayhem. So lo tzricha must be the following case. Lo tzricha, the case must be the following. This yadale samach l'shkia sachama. That right before the sun set on Yom Kippur, to enter into Yom Kippur, he became aware that he ate sacrificial meat while he was impure. He walked into the temple while he was impure. Sa'akadai Tachamina would have thought to say, Adamai say nitlile. Okay, let the offering of Yom Kippur protect him until he brings the olav yored. Kamashlan, that's what the Bryce is saying, that no, the Bryce, the Sire of Yom Kippur only works for a chatas, for a sin, which is like a pesha, just like a pesha is where there's no option of a sacrifice being brought for it. So too, this offering works for when there's still not yet an option of bringing a sacrifice, namely that he doesn't yet know that he was impure when he was in the temple. Amar Mar, we learned again in that Bryce on Zainam Ad Beis, Minayin, how do we know? Sheyesh Bayadia Batchila Vein Bayadia Basov, Shesoyer Zetola. How do we know that if he knew that he was impure, walked into the temple, but he doesn't yet know when he comes out of the temple that he had been impure while in the temple, that this offering of Yom Kippur protects him from suffering? How do we know? So, what's the Minayin? How do we know? My Kokashile. What's the question? I mean, this is what we've been discussing all around. The fact that it says Pishehem l'chol chatosam means it's a chatos, which is like a pesha. The fact that it says mitumos, it's only some tumah, it's not every type of tumah. This is the case. No, hachi kakashi. This was the question of the Braisa. Hashta damet chatoim dum yudipshayim. Now that you say that the offering of Yom Kippur atones for mistaken sins, which are like deliberate sins, that mapshayim delabnei karban, the deliberate sin, you can't bring a karban about it, afchatayim nami, the mistaken sins, are a mistaken sin delabnei karban, where you can't yet bring a karban. So then, why didn't you say it this way? Ema, why didn't you suggest, mapshayim delabnei karban liolam, deliberate sins, you can never bring a karban about them. So afkatayim, so the sins that the offering of Yom Kippur is atoning for should be sins alav bnei karban liolam, where you could never bring a sacrifice about it. Umaynihu, what would that be? Ein bayadia batchila, if he didn't know about it before, but yesh bayadia basof, but he does know about it afterwards, because then he'll never be able to bring a sacrifice. Avil, but the case that you say we are talking about, yesh bayadia batchila, he knew initially he was impure. Then he goes into the temple without being aware. And he hasn't yet been informed. In Biyadiyah Basof, he doesn't know ultimately. But came the Kimis Yadalei Bar Karban, who since once he will find out about what he did, he's going to have to bring a sacrifice. Emelo Litli. So then maybe the offering of Yom Kippur should not protect him. Because that's not a sin which is like a pesha. A pesha is something which you can never bring a sacrifice for. This is a sin that someday he'll be able to bring a sacrifice for it, an individual sacrifice. Once he becomes aware of what he did, he'll be able to bring a sacrifice for it. So the Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to say, Ein b'yadia batchila v'yesh b'yadia basof, that scenario where he didn't know initially that he was impure, but ultimately he knows that he is impure, that he had been impure when he was in the temple. So you'll say about that, Sayra Nasa B'chutz, the goat offering that's part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, that's offered on the outer altar. The Yom HaKippurim and the experience of Yom Kippur itself, Mechaper, that already creates the atonement. Why? Salkadai Dachamina Nepuch, why don't we flip it? Nepuch Mepuch, let's flip it. Let's say that the goat that's part of the Musaf, the goat that's on the outer altar, that should work for a man who knew before, then forgot, and doesn't yet know. And we'll say that the goat that's in the Kodesh HaKodashim is the atonement for the man who never knew before. Amar Kras, that's what the Pasuk says further. L'chol chatosam, this is an offering of the Kohen Gadol for all of their mistaken crimes. Mechlaus, that implies, dibnei chatos ninu. There's something that will ultimately, yes, be able to have a chatos about. So that means, not something that he didn't know before that he was impure, because then he'll never be able to have a sacrifice about it. It has to be something that he knew before, and he forgot, but now he doesn't know after. So ultimately he will be able to have a sacrifice about it. So the Gemara now asks, if the offering of Yom Kippur is for this case, v'niskaper kapara gemura. So let the offering of Yom Kippur create full atonement. So the Gemara answers, iksiv mechat hasam, if it would say from their sins. That would be what you meant. We would say that's what it means. But now that it says lekol chatosam, to all of their sins, it means lahanach da asu lechlal chatos. It means things that are going to be a chatos. They're in the category of chatos, but not actually that you've got full atonement. So if the offering of Yom Kippur doesn't wipe away the sin of being impure in the temple, so lematola, what does it accomplish? So Amar Reb Zeira, lo marsh im meis meis below avon. It accomplishes that if the man would die before having brought the carbon olivyoid, before he ever found out that he was impure while he was impure in the temple, he would have no sin. Amle Rava, Rava said, if he dies in meis misim amarekas, the death itself purifies him. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava said, you know what the offering accomplishes? It accomplishes to protect him from suffering. So there's an amazing idea. A man was impure. He forgot he was impure. And when he forgot, he walked into the temple. If there was no offering of Yom Kippur that year, he would get suffering. Even though he did a sin unawares. Because the temple is so holy. And we have to be so careful with the temple that if somebody walks in impure, it creates suffering. What would protect him from suffering is the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, between the poles of the Aron, and then again on the Parochet. That would protect him from suffering. But if he didn't have that to protect him from suffering, the sin of defiling the temple while unawares will unfortunately create suffering.
And out of his control, because he's not the one in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
It's out of his control.